Hi everyone, this is Wicked Sub, and today I'm going to be doing Baby Petal's first questionnaire. 2 points before I start. One, I will be skipping some of the questions because I just don't have answers for them. And two, I apologize in advance for saying the word about 100 times. So let's get started. Question one, what does your recording / editing setup look like? I record using a Blue Yeti microphone plugged into a MacBook Pro, and I record and edit in Audacity. On the rare occasion that I use my iPhone to record, I use the Voice Record Pro app, and then I will throw the file onto my laptop and edit in Audacity as well. The second part of that question was easy for you to figure out and learn how to use these things right away. I think for the most part, at least for the simple stuff, I think Audacity is fairly intuitive. So I don't think it really took me too long, especially for the easy stuff or, well, simple stuff. You know, you just highlight a section you want to cut and then you just, you know, highlight it and then cut it. Or, you know, fading in and out. You just highlight what you want to fade in or out and then you just choose that from a menu. I think for the simple stuff, like I said, it can be fairly intuitive. And this isn't to say I'm an expert at editing or an expert at Audacity, because I am not at all. I would definitely like to learn more. I am just lazy. Question number two, where do you typically record and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? So for audios like this one, where I'm just talking and it doesn't require me touching myself, generally I will record sitting on my bedroom floor, and I have my mic sitting on a shelf underneath my nightstand, and then I just basically put a bunch of pillows around my microphone. I have a picture of this setup actually, so I will link that in my post on what this particular setup looks like. If I'm recording masturbation audio on my bed, I will just put my microphone on top of my nightstand. Sometimes I'll record on my floor while masturbating. So for that one, I just sit on my floor and then I'll just put my mic on my floor next to me, sometimes on a stack of books or something like that. So it just depends on what I'm doing in the audio. I think that after getting a waterproof blanket, that kind of has opened up my recording options to really anywhere I want, which is fucking fantastic. So I can still record on my bed or on my carpet or whatever. I can just throw the waterproof blanket down and don't have to worry about it, which is fantastic. So yes, usually it's either laying down on my back or sitting with my back against the edge of my bed, if that makes sense. Question number three, were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA? Holy shit, yes I was. I originally made an account just so I could comment on posts and upvote and sort of become part of the community. I never planned on recording anything, so I was pretty terrified just even posting my verification. Absolutely terrified. Yep. And that has certainly gotten a lot better since then. The nerves are not as severe, but at first I was so scared. Absolutely. Question number four, what advice would you give to someone who is new to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest they do to calm their nerves, words of encouragement, etc.? So I do have some advice. My first piece of advice, which I really do think is perhaps the most important, your audio has to be loud enough. You have to remember that this is an audio medium only. There's no visual. So if the audio is too quiet, if the listener has to turn their volume all the way up and they still either can't hear you at all or barely hear you, well, if it's me, I'm going to move on. I'm not going to listen because I can't hear it. So for me, volume is even more important than audio quality. Audio quality, you know, that's whatever. Worry about that later. It's volume. It has to be loud enough. I can't stress how important this is. For me, as a rule of thumb, basically when I'm editing, I crank the volume up as loud as I can get it before it starts distorting the audio. Sometimes I have already clipped the audio and I can't get around that because I'm just too fucking loud sometimes. I've been experimenting with turning the gain down on my mic lately, actually. So I try to shoot for, when I'm editing, the volume to be as loud as I like it at medium volume, if that makes sense. So if my laptop volume is at medium and it's already like pretty fucking loud, that's what I shoot for, or even louder than that. But honestly, like, please have your audio loud enough, or else honestly, I'm just speaking for myself, but I think people will just move on. I mean, the whole point is to be able to listen to someone, and if we can't hear you, then we're gonna listen to something else. Let's see. I actually wrote these down. let's see. Right. Another piece of advice. If you don't have a pop filter or something similar to a pop filter, don't face the mic directly. Another pet peeve of mine is breathing noises directly onto the mic. Now, I have audios where I have done this and it's awful, and I don't want to re-listen to those ones because it's just breathing into the microphone and it's just excruciating. So that tended to happen back when I used my phone to record. So and actually what I used to do when I used my phone to record, and it was a masturbation audio, I would lay on my back, I would put the phone on my chest with the mic facing my face. However, this is important, I would tilt my chin up so my face was actually pointing towards the ceiling. So all the noises and all the breathing was facing the ceiling and not at the mic. So another example is I did two audios in when I recorded them at work in the bathroom. The first one I did, my mouth was like facing the microphone on my phone, and it turned out shit because it was just me breathing into the microphone. Terrible, right? So I learned from my mistake. Second time I recorded, I put my mouth, or directed my mouth, at the other end of my phone, so the opposite of the mic, and that, I think, for the most part, fixed the problem. So, you know, turn your phone or mic or whatever away so it's facing the other way. If you're using like an actual microphone, a pop filter will usually remedy this problem. But yeah, breathing into the microphone is another thing that, to be honest, will usually make me move on to the next audio. My last tip, which is actually an Audacity thing, is a feature called Sync Lock. I'm pretty sure. Let me double check. Yes, Sync Lock. So this may be a feature that you have to turn on. And I think to do that, you go to the Tracks menu, and then that will add a little icon into your whole toolbar and whatnot. But this, seriously, if I knew about this Sync Lock feature in Audacity earlier on, this would have saved me so many headaches. It is seriously a life changer. What it does is it syncs all of your tracks together. So this is an amazing tool if you are editing collabs or just any audio where you have multiple tracks. If you're at, you know, if you have sound effects tracks or music tracks, once you get them all synced perfectly how you want them and you click that sync lock button, then you can do the rest of your editing and they will the tracks will always stay synced together. So if you do a cut on one track, it will cut all the rest of them. So this is just seriously an amazing feature, especially for editing multi-voice collabs where, you know, it'll keep all the voices in sync and you won't get one of them out of sync and then you have to go back and find it. Oh my God, this would have saved me so many headaches if I knew this feature earlier on. So yeah, Sync Lock is freaking fantastic if you do any sort of audios with multiple tracks. I will also put a link to that feature in my post because that you will, if you are interested, want to read up on exactly how it works. Okie dokie, that's enough of that. I think also for advice for new people that I would give is record what you're comfortable with and record what you like and record what turns you on. Don't worry about anybody else and don't worry about, oh, will somebody like this or not? Just record what gets you all hot and bothered because that is going to come through in the audio. Absolutely. So, you know, you can start with something very simple. You can even just record yourself talking about stuff that you like. You don't even have to touch yourself if you don't want to, or you can. That is entirely up to you. But, you know, you can just start simple. I think, you know, a lot of people do 100 to ones or just, you know, a simple FAP audio or something like that. But I think just starting with doing something that you really, really enjoy and talking about things that you really enjoy, those are really fun to listen to. And like I said, all of that comes through and we can really, the listener, I think, can really tell, like, holy shit, this person is into this. And then that just makes it even hotter. I don't really know if I have any advice for calming nerves, to be honest. I think maybe just doing it enough, you know, recording and posting over time. Maybe the more you do it, the less nerve-wracking it is, which I think is true a little bit. But at the same time, I still get really nervous recording, especially collabs. If I'm recording with another person, I still get really, really nervous. So I don't know if I have advice because the nervousness thing hasn't necessarily gone away from me either. So just deep breaths and enjoy yourselves. I don't know. Question number 5, what is an audio on GWA that you would love to hear, but just hasn't happened yet? I would be over the moon if there were more female water sports audios on GWA. I realize that there are a few, like just a handful, if that, and I want more of them. Please, 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 please. I don't even care the context of it. It doesn't matter to me what's actually happening in the audio or if it's targeted towards men or women. I don't care. Oh God, that makes me, I was going to say, I just want to listen to women peeing. And then I thought, God, that makes me sound like a total creeper. But you know what? It's true. That was the question, and that was my answer. I want to hear more ladies peeing. Pretty, pretty please. Oh my God. So skipping to question number 7, a fetish that I don't understand. So I'm not going to call out any particular fetishes or kinks, but I did actually want to just touch on this question quickly, or I might go into a ramble and this won't be quick, but I just wanted to say, for kinks that aren't something that I'm into or something that turn me on, I still occasionally will listen to audios with those kinks. And I think because I think I'm rather inquisitive and I like learning. I like figuring out what things turn people on and why these things turn people on. So if somebody posts an audio where they're talking about a kink that I don't understand, I might listen to it And I have done that before in the past. I'm not going to name specifics, but because I want to learn, and I usually find those types of audios really interesting. So again, going back to, you know, my advice for sort of new people or people that have been around, just, you know, talking about things that turn you on, just talking about that. Like I said, you don't have to be touching yourself or anything if you don't want to. Just talking about it is great. That, I think, is really, really interesting. And like I said, I love to learn new things, and I keep learning new things. I keep thinking I've been around here long enough where I think that I've figured everything out, and then nope, I keep learning something new. So, yeah, so I encourage people to, even if it's something, you know, that you're nervous about, or you think, oh, no one will want to, you know, hear me talk about, you know, whatever, insert kink here. The community is big enough where there's an audience for everything. So if you're into a certain thing and you want to talk about it, please talk about it. I want to learn all the things, please. Skipping to question number 9, name the most significant point on your bucket list. I'm just going to go with the first one that comes to mind because I have a decent amount of things on my bucket list. This is something that I want to try because I haven't done it before, but it is absolutely a fantasy of mine, and it is peeing in someone's mouth. I just really, really want to try it. I think it's sort of become a bigger and bigger fantasy over time. And I just, as an example, I found this one porn video of a guy sitting on the floor leaning against a couch, and he was stroking himself, and a lady, you know, stood over his face and was peeing into his mouth, and he was stroking himself. And the peeing part was already super hot, but then he looked so, so into it, and being able to see him touch himself, and it, I mean, to me, it looked like he was fucking loving it. That all of that combined was just ridiculously hot. And then, you know, I start imagining that I'm the lady in the video, and then, yeah, then orgasms happen. So, yeah, that's a big fantasy for me for sure. Question number 10, if you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding out or people on the internet finding out? Both. I, in a perfect world, wouldn't want internet people or real life people finding me. That, you know. And I realize that because I am posting things publicly, obviously there is a possibility that somebody will find me. And, you know, that's just, obviously that doesn't deter me enough to stop posting. But like I said, in an ideal world, I would rather that I remain anonymous and that no one finds me out. Especially if it was like family. Oh, that would be awkward. Question number 11. What was your high school experience like? I don't know. I was never in a clique or group, really. I was certainly not in the popular crowd. I got kind of bullied by some people in the popular crowd, to be honest. I kind of just had my little group of friends, and I don't know. I was a pretty good student. I did extracurricular stuff, but I don't know. I've never really felt like I fall into the stereotypical groups, if that makes sense. You know, I wasn't a popular girl. I wasn't like a goth or a hippie or whatever all the different groups are. I don't know. I was just kind of dorky old me, I guess. Question number 12. How much has changed since your 18th birthday? What are some words of wisdom? I'm going to go with words of wisdom first. Number one, wear sunscreen. It's very important. Number two, treat people how you want to be treated. And number three, communication is so, so, so important. And talking about communication in the bedroom, just remember, no one is a mind reader. And that is why communication is so important. This is something that I am not perfect on. I am a bit of a hypocrite for suggesting that as advice, but I still think it's very, very important advice. No one could read minds, so please communicate with your partner. Right, back to the first part of that question. How much have I changed since my 18th birthday? So I'm going to talk about the, I guess, sexually how I've changed, which is kind of, I've changed completely, I would say. I didn't really do sexy stuff until later. So comparing 18-year-old me to now is, I don't want to say different people, but I think sexuality-wise, most definitely, I actually had somebody in high school call me a prude to my face, which has stuck with me since then. So apparently I felt that that was rather hurtful of them to say. But it was true. I didn't even really start masturbating until later as well. So, you know, compared to now where I've really accepted myself a lot more and I've accepted my kinks a lot more, which is huge, because comparing that to when I was 18 and I was so deeply ashamed of my kinks and embarrassed and well, the GWA has basically been what has completely changed that for me. Absolutely. Because this community is absolutely amazing and open and accepting and just fucking fantastic. So I seriously do have GWA to thank for helping me through all that. And also, I've just learned so much more stuff, and I've learned so many new things about myself, and I've learned new things that I like and new things that turn me on. And I feel honestly, like I said, the sexuality part of it, of myself, it's so vastly different from when I was 18. So, so different, and in a good way. And I really do wish that, you know, GWA was around when I was 18, just because, so I could learn all of this stuff and learn to accept myself and accept the things that turn me on and accept that it's okay to like the things that I like. If I had that mentality back then, man, I feel like things would have been different. I don't know. But yeah, I am certainly a different person in that way. Question number 13. What is your favorite scent? Well, I couldn't really think of a perfume or a cologne, but I did think of rain, the smell of rain and the sound of rain. And it's so soothing and it smells so good. And it just reminds me of home and it's lovely. And so I'm going to say rain. Yeah. Skipping to question 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about it that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you don't enjoy that word, What is a word you like being called or like calling others? I'm not into the daddy word. I've tried to be and I just can't. You know, maybe that will change down the line. Who knows? I tried to keep an open mind. But words that I like being called ma'am is lovely. And I also, you know, like calling people ma'am. Pet, when it's used, like pet for me doesn't really signify pet play, but more just, I don't know, a sweet name to call a sub, I guess. Also, I love calling someone sir. That's probably my favorite. And my favorite word for name calling is probably bitch. I don't know why that one is more effective than, you know, whore or slut or whatever, but it is. Don't know why, but I am quite the fan of being called that. Question number 17. Are you more confident / bold or shy / nervous in your audios than you are in real life? Or are you about the same? Maybe I'm a little more confident in my audios than I am in real life. I think it depends. But I would say I'm certainly more shy in real life if I'm just out, you know, in public and not near people that I know. If I'm hanging out with friends, then that's different. You know, whatever, we're shooting the shit and it's, you know, I'm not shy then. But so maybe it kind of depends on the situation. The second part of the question, which character-based audio of yours would you consider the most representative of yourself? I looked through my posts to try to find an answer to this question, and I really don't have one. So I'll say this. I, as cheesy as this sounds, try to put a little bit of myself in those audios. The audios where I'm just fapping, and then that's just all me. I'm not playing a character, so I'm not counting those. I'm counting the character-based ones. I really do try to put something of myself in them. Some of the audios, it's just a sliver of myself, and some of them, it's, you know, a big part of my personality that's in there. But I try to find something that I can relate to, or that turns me on, or something that I can connect to, I guess, if that makes sense. So I think it really varies depending on the audio. But as far as my character-based ones are concerned, it's really hard to say which one is closest to me. I mean, my FAP audios are going to be the closest to me, probably. I mean, because those are just me. Those are just dorky old me just jerking it like a weirdo. Okay, those are all of the questions that I am going to answer. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Baby Petal, for posting the questionnaire. I thought those were fantastic questions. So yeah, thanks for listening, guys.